With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and now we're talking with Newburyport High School hockey coach Paul Yameen. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you on this cold December night?
I'm well. Thank you for having me, Rick.
Coach, well, I appreciate your taking the time for sure. I want to start with the legacy at Newburyport High School because fall sports were just outstanding. So many good teams, tournament teams and so on. The football team had an outstanding year, as did so many other schools. What is it like for you as a coach to take some of these kids who play the other sports, fall sports especially, and then you integrate them into your system, and you know them already? So how do you deal with that in terms of you know that they're multi-sport athletes?
Well, I mean, I think we're big proponents of that. We want our guys to play more than one sport. You know, and I work very closely with Coach Mosky, and he has quite a few of my guys, and I have quite a few of his guys, so to speak, so... You know, we're in communication all the time, and I think it really works out well for us as far as the two-sport athletes, the football, hockey guys.
The kids who are varsity players in football and varsity players on hockey, how long does it usually take to transition from whatever muscle groups they're using in one sport to get into the next?
You know, I think most of them it doesn't take too long. A couple of them do, you know, one skate a week working on their skills. So they're on the ice a couple times a week in the summer doing skill stuff. So I think... You know, it happens pretty quick for them.
What is the prediction this year in terms of the makeup of the team? Last year, I can't remember if it was senior-laden or not. Tell me a little bit about the mix this year.
We have quite a few seniors this year. I think we have 10, I think, and three or four of those guys were quite impact players on the football team. So, yeah, it's a good bunch of seniors, and we're really excited about our incoming freshman class. We had 12 freshmen come out, and we ended up keeping six of them, and I think you'll see maybe three or four of them getting some playing time, quite a bit of playing time, actually. So we're excited about that.
When you review last season, Coach, I remember there for a while, you know, you guys were up and down, but a strong finish, as I remember. How do you categorize last season, and then, you know, in football, you take the Thanksgiving Day game, and that's the starting point for the next year. But you look back on last year. What do you look over as a carry? What do you look at as a carryover for the kids, your returnees?
Well, I think, you know, we did well in the tournament. We won a couple games in the tournament, and, you know, as always, we play a very difficult schedule. And, you know, Rick, it's never really been about the wins. You know, I think that we've always wanted to challenge our guys, and I think if you look at our schedule, you'll see that. And you know, we feel as though every year we're going to be good enough to get into the tournament. And, you know, I think by playing the best teams in the state, it just makes us better towards the end of the year. And I think if you look at our team last year, that's how it went with us. You know, we won two in the tournament. We ran into Canton, you know, lost a 2-0 game. It was a good game. And, you know, I think they might have been a little bit better than us. But I think... you know, it was a good year, and we're hoping to just roll it over into this year.
Well, I do remember the schedule, how tough it was, and then you finished strong. I do remember that, and you were very proud of that. And Paul, coaching these many years, for you, what's it like? Tell me a little bit about the feeling that you get, oh, I don't know, around maybe the middle of October or whatever, or maybe it's year-round where you're so involved in hockey all the time. But getting the kids back together, and I remember before the first day of school, I used to get butterflies like crazy as a teacher. Yeah. Do you go through that too?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just as excited today as I was 20 years ago. You know, I think my coaches are the same, you know, so... When I lose that feeling, I think it's going to be time to walk away. But, you know, I'm very excited every night to get to the rink, and I can't wait to open up.
All right. Tell me a little bit about the preseason. Tell me about some of the kids maybe that you're going to be depending on.
Well, as I said, we have a good group of seniors, and I think Kane Brennan, he had a great football season this year. Jack Sullivan had a great football season this year. They're going to be two big pieces of the puzzle, and we have you know, I don't want to forget anybody. Colby Arell and Tristan Joyce and Will Palomino and Owen Cruz and Cade Neisman. These guys are all seniors that played last year. So, you know, I think that we got a good amount of experience back, which is good. And as I said, we have some young kids that will see some time. So I think we got a good mesh there. Our goalie is a junior that has very limited varsity experience, but really big kid, worked very hard in the offseason. Has had a really good preseason, so we're excited about that too.
Well, as I recall, your defense was outstanding last year, and tell me from your goal out. You just mentioned the goalie. How's the defense looking for you this time around?
Well, Well, we lost Max Pulio, and I just want to mention his name because he was, you know, a four-year player for us, and he walked on at UMass Boston and made the team.
So. Whoa, all right.
Yeah. It was just really, really good things happening for him and our program to see that, you know. And losing him is going to hurt us, but we have Cade Neisman back there who was a solid defenseman for us last year as a junior, and we have two juniors and Will Forrest and Alex Lambert that we feel as though they could step in this year and make an impact. And we have a senior, Hayden Wilson, that I think also can make an impact for us. So I think we'll be okay back there.
Okay, you know, usually it takes for a championship team, you got to have that one kid who's a quarterback type guy, but also it takes complete team defense. And what is the hardest part about teaching that, Paul, to younger kids who, you know, they want to play offense, they want to get into the zone, but you got to play a complete team defense if you're going to win.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have that discussion every year. You know, it's almost like you're reteaching some aspects of the game. And I think because, you know, when they play their fall hockey leagues, the guys that are not playing football or golf or whatever they're doing in the fall, it's a little more offensive-minded. I don't think there's too much time spending on practices. And I find that the kids really struggle a lot in the neutral zone area. You know, when we don't have puck possession, I think that kids have a hard time understanding, you know, where they should be and what their responsibilities are. So there's some teaching that goes on there, but, you know, that's a part of the job, and that's what we get paid for. So we look forward to that.
Okay. How about preseason? What have your scrimmages told you?
Well, we've had one. We have one tomorrow night. We're going to be scrimmaging Tewksbury tomorrow night, who's always a very good team. And we were at Central Catholic this past Saturday, and, you know, it went well. It was a real good up-and-down scrimmage, and I think both teams got a lot out of it. We both got to play, you know, a lot of our guys that are our varsity players, and we also mixed in some guys that we wanted to look at. So I think we got a lot out of that.
You know, when you mention Central Catholic and Tewksbury, you're really not messing around, are you? You do want to play the tough guys.
Yeah, so that's, you know, we've never really, the wins have never really mattered. I don't know how much we've had in 20 years, but we've always seemed to have enough to get into the tournament. And, and you know, we want to be rolling when we get to the tournament. And playing the best teams in the state, win or lose, we want to compete against them, and I think we do that. And it just makes us better. And I think our kids have become accustomed to that, and they look forward to it. So it's exciting for us that, you know, we're playing BC High this year. We're going down there. We're playing St. John's Prep, Franklin, Canton.
Okay. You know,
so it's the same as years past, and hopefully we can get a few W's in those big games.
I love it. I love it. And finally, Coach, you know, you mentioned some of your players. And could you just tell me about your captains one more time, please?
Yeah, Kane Brennan is our captain. He's a senior. You know, he had coming off a fantastic football season. He's absolutely wonderful kid. You love being around him. You know, a really, really competitive kid, but also very respectful. Assistant captain Colby Arell, senior, another guy that's really worked very hard to be the player he is today, and we're excited about him this year. And Tristan Joyce is our other assistant captain, senior forward. Same with him. You know, those guys all got their feet wet a little bit last year. Kane played a lot, but the other two guys, as the season went on, they played more and more, and really had a good preseason, really good an off season in the weight room. You know, I think our team is ready to go as far as the fitness aspect of it goes. So, you know, let's drop the puck.
All right, great time of year. What's the upcoming schedule like for you?
Well, we practice and we're getting on the ice tonight at 8. We have Tewksbury tomorrow, a couple of practices. We open up on Saturday at Essex Tech. They're a new team in our league, so our league expanded a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, which is good and bad for us. I think, you know, we lost a couple of non-league games, but Ali has expanded. So,
well, you know Mark Leonard, and Essex Tech will give you some competition.
Oh, yeah. Coach Leonard will have those guys ready to go. There's no question. Me and we have had quite a few battles in our years. When he was at Peabody, you know,
yep.
We had some big games. Actually played in the North Finals against each other one year, and it was what a game that was.
Well, as luck would have it, I'm supposed to be talking with him tonight as well, but I haven't gotten hold of him. But, hell, that's great, Paul. Very excited. I'm very excited about this, and I hope I can talk with you a lot this season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We're always available for you, Rick.
Oh, thank you, Coach. Good luck, and be well.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Thanks, Paul. Bye. Take care. That's Paul Yameen, who is the Newburyport High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.